Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard the term gadzooks? I'm sure we've all said gadzooks to ourselves at some time or other. Tell me, do you know what gadzooks means? Or better yet, do you know what happens when assisted suicide and cosmetics collide? Have you ever wanted to know about what it's like to produce an audiobook? You know, I've just done it myself, and believe me, it's quite challenging, but very rewarding. Would you like to learn more about some quirky audiobooks? Can you imagine living in a polygamous community in Navel, Utah? That's right. You heard me right. Navel, Utah. Now, have you ever heard about an audiobook called Gazooks, When Assisted Suicide and Cosmetics Collide? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to enjoy audiobook comedy? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest. She has been on the show many times before, and I always look forward to her visits. She will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice about audiobooks. I am pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy the show. Now let me tell you about my guest today. My guest is an Audie Award-winning writer, producer, and editor at Straight to Audio Productions. Prior to opening her own recording studio, she spent 20 years working as a TV and radio reporter, news anchor, and on-air personality. Her latest audiobook is Gadzooks, a comically quirky audiobook. I am pleased to welcome to the show again Adele Park. Hi, Adele. How are you doing today?
Hi there, January. It's such a pleasure to be back on your show sharing success stories with you and your fabulous audience.
Oh, it's always good to have you back. You know, let's talk about your own personal success story, where it started, and who your early mentors were.
Okay, well, I don't want to sound like a whiner, but I started my company Straight to Audio Productions because I couldn't get published. Like a lot of authors, I couldn't get people interested in my work because I didn't have an agent. Agents weren't interested in me because I hadn't been published. It seemed like an impossible circle to break into. So when I asked myself why I even wanted to be published, the answer was always because I wanted my work to be turned into an audiobook. Now, at that time, I wrongly assumed that a work had to first come out in print form before it could be an audiobook. But then I realized this actually wasn't a law that was on the books that I had to follow. So I formed Straight to Audio Productions, and I began producing audiobooks. And none of my work is available in print form. It is only in audiobook form.
That's
hence
very
the name, Straight to Audio.
Straight to Audio. That's very interesting because, like most of our listeners, I too have assumed that you have to have a hardcover book before it goes to audio. This is an important information that you're sharing. What was the biggest challenge you faced when you became an audiobook publisher, Adele?
The field of audiobooks is opening up, and that means more people are getting into it. The problem with that is, how do you stand out in the herd when you have especially some big name projects that you're also competing with, and they have huge advertising budgets supporting their projects? So what I'm trying to do is navigate through the social media maze, and I experiment with lots of different ways to publicize my work. I realize that if I actually do want to stand out from the herd, be outstanding in my pasture, so to speak, I need to be different from everyone else. And so my task is to come up with creative ways to get people interested in my work. So going the same route as everybody else just doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly stand out just by virtue of the titles that you choose for your book. Jimmy Fallon put your Audi Award-winning book, Jitters, on his Do Not Read list, which is hysterical. And your first audio book, When Radio and Polygamy Collide, received a 2011 Audi Award. Those are just fantastic accomplishments. I'm so proud to read those and share those with everyone. Now, can you give us an example of one of your cringeworthy moments on your quest to be a publisher?
Well, after I won that Audi Award from the Audio Publishers Association, I had flown from my house in Utah all the way out to New York City, and there's this, you know, sort of small-town girl with all these big city people, and everyone was shocked when I won the Audi. And afterwards, I was in the ladies' room, and a woman came up to me and said, "Oh, you're that girl who wrote the audiobook that no one's ever heard of." Now, you know, I could have felt bad about that, but instead I decided to launch an online media campaign touting Jitters as the Audi Award-winning audiobook no one has ever heard of, written by the girl that no one knows. Now, I didn't get a lot of response from that, but I'll tell you what, at least I felt better knowing my sense of humor was still intact. And so I think you got to kind of roll with things. As for Jimmy Fallon, I was actually the one who submitted Jimmy Jitters to his Do Not Read list, and this was after I had won the Audi. I'm sitting there watching him on TV one night, and he's listing off all these books that you should not read, and I'm thinking, yeah, I got one for you. So just on a whim, I submitted my name, and I forgot about it, but then he, you know, several weeks later actually put it on. So I agree with Jimmy Fallon. Do not read Jitters. Listen to it as an audiobook on Audible or Amazon.com.
Oh, that's you can't buy that kind of publicity. You know, that's how I usually, my show always starts off with my humor saying, who is January Jones? And I think humor is very much needed in our world today. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just can't take myself or anyone too seriously. It will just drive me bonkers if I try.
That's so true. Now, what stumbling blocks did you hit with Gadzooks before that was released? I know there's always things that stand in your way or make it a little more difficult.
There are always technical problems with every single project I do. But for some reason, with Gadzooks, this was a textbook example of audiobook fails, starting with, but not limited, to the fact that 1,000 copies of the disc were manufactured with the wrong information on one of their chapter heads.
Oh.
After that, I went on to have ACX kick Gadzooks back to me 3 times for technical problems. Now, this was especially embarrassing for me because I am so persnickety when it comes to editing my audiobooks. Mm-hmm. And so before this had happened, I had submitted 2 other audiobooks without any issues. So I'm not sure why I flubbed this one so many times, but we finally worked through all the problems, and Gadzooks, a comically quirky audiobook, is now available on audible.com, but not without a lot of blood, sweat, and tears behind that one.
Well, anyone who's ever worked on an audiobook will know exactly what you're saying. Adele, for our listeners, could you share what ACS means?
That's called Audiobook Creation Exchange. This is an arm of audible.com. So, for example, if an author in your audience decided that they wanted to make an audiobook, they could go to ACX and find a studio to produce their audiobook for them. They can even negotiate the price they're willing to pay for that service. They can choose the narrators they want to work with. They could even go and try and find an agent to represent them. So it's just a great meeting place for everyone who is involved in books and audiobooks. So I highly advise going to ACX. It's part of audible.com. And I don't work for these people, but I should be their PR person because I have to tell you, my work experience with ACX has been fabulous. If you have a problem with something, you just pick up the phone and an actual person answers and tells you how to get through your problem. And it doesn't matter if you're an Audible customer or an ACX client. They are great all the way through the process.
And I've worked with them and highly recommend them. You know, we're going to take a break soon and hear from our sponsors. And after that break, we're going to hear a promotion for Gadzooks, a comically quirky audiobook by Adele Park. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredemski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage." Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Do you desire more control over your money and financial matters? Would you like simple solutions to complex financial topics? Do you want more security in your financial future? If you answered yes to any of these questions, the book 101 Principles to Wealth is your answer. It's available now on Amazon.com. That's 101 Principles to Wealth by Charles Brokop. Order today.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? so was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Wine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Wine at Amazon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. On behalf of the entire crew, I'd like to welcome you aboard. We've been cleared for takeoff and expect to crash land outside the polygamous community of Naval, Utah on schedule. We invite you now to sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey. From all of us here, we hope you die laughing.
Heavenly Thoughts from Joseph Stratton.
Utah, it's not just for polygamists anymore. The bureaucrats from my church in Salt Lake City mistakenly thought I went AWOL so I could indulge in more than my fair share of the marital pie. In actuality, it was these dogma-driven blowhards I was trying to shake off. Almost a century after my death, Moon McKenna unwisely tangled with the present-day polygamists living in Zion Flats when she helped one of the girls escape her upcoming wedding to a much older relative.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Although I wouldn't recommend getting arrested for kidnapping a polygamist bride. Normally, I'd rather gouge out my eyes with a red-hot poker than spend my weekends with the boozers and losers who habituate the smoky halls of the Diamonds in the Desert Casino. But I've got two kids to feed and a gay husband to clothe.
The city of Naval outlawed polygamy in 1937. From my perch in heaven, I watched the ugly split between the citizens of Naval and the future residents of Zion Flats. The practice of polygamy went on trial, ending in a hung jury. Those wishing to continue the tradition relocated to Zion Flats. The secrecy pervading their renegade lifestyle has resulted in terrible abuse of women and children, especially those with mental or physical defects. It wasn't until a notorious shock jock named Nancy Neptune yanked open the curtains of the festering situation before anyone from Naval would act on behalf of the victims of Zion Flats.
The lawyers for Orion Radio were going ballistic, claiming that I'd paid an extortion fee for a teenage bride. Oh, please. That pedophiliac from Zion Flats signed a legal document granting Meredith Andrews custody of Isla Ray. Carson is such a farticus. I knew he'd miss the real point, which was that the studio lines were blowing up all night, and we'd saved Isla Ray from having to stroke the newt of some geriatric child molester. Where do these old geezers get all that energy? It must take one hell of a man to keep a barnyard of girls pregnant at all times.
My last journey to the Celestial Kingdom was expedited by 21 of my 22 wives. Nowadays, they'd label my passage to the Celestial Kingdom as assisted suicide, a term I find highly offensive. Nadine Reinhardt McElprang Stratton Viapondo understood the concept of compassionate endings better than most. The only mistake Nadine made was in bringing the practice forward in a very public manner.
You never forget your first poisoning, but the decision to return Laryl to Heavenly Father was actually made in council with my sister wives after he was sidelined by the strokes. Growing up in Naval, I had some hazy knowledge about the Masonic Order of Moroni, which nudged people into the Celestial Kingdom. But it was one of those things, like procreation, that people didn't talk about in polite society.
Old Doc Pinkerton is a real stickler. He was the first to sound the alarm when Nadine Reinhardt McElprang Stratton via Pondo Davenport went all helter-skelter by hosting what she calls celestial send-offs.
If the state wants to prosecute Nadine for something, it should be for giving my wife that recipe for agave-flavored popovers. I haven't had a taste of real sugar since Nadine began her barmy crusade to save the citizens of Naval from the pitfalls of pastries. If all that fruity cardboard is so good for you, how come Nadine's rear end is still big enough to dam a river?
Well, this is just a sample of what you will hear when you listen to Gadzooks and also Jitters and Yikes, Adele's first two audiobooks. You must have just had a positive blast doing this audiobook, Adele.
I always do. It's kind of part of my business philosophy. I'm never sure how things are going to turn out, so I make sure that I have fun while I'm doing it. And that starts with hiring really cool people to come into my studio to work with me. And everybody that comes in this studio is just a blast to work with. So I've had a great time doing all three of my audiobooks.
Oh, you can tell just from listening to them. I listen to them over and over again. I keep them in my car, especially when I'm on a road trip. I really love to laugh and enjoy your audio. Now, when you have cool people coming into the studio, how many are we talking about?
On Gadzooks, a comically quirky audiobook, we had a cast of 9 actors for that particular project. On Jitters, we had a cast of 17. And on Yike, I believe we had a cast of, 11 to maybe 13. I can't remember quite off the top of my head. So as you could hear from the example that you played, we always have a narration piece that wraps around the entire project. We have a narrator that comes on in between each chapter and gives the point of view of the town of Naval. In Gadzooks, this particular piece is being narrated by Joseph Stratton, who is talking to you from his perch in heaven, and he's looking down, commenting on the action. With Jitters, that was about a radio station, and so in that case, we had newscasts with the actors reacting to the news of the day. So I really like experimenting around with narration, and I like working with different voices, and I like having each character come on and tell you their version of the truth. Now, what ends up happening a lot in my audiobooks is that my characters have a nasty tendency to gossip about one another and not really tell the truth about themselves. But that's kind of up to the listener to decide.
And it's so much fun speculating on it. Now, when you do an audio book, do the actors come in and do their parts individually, and then do you edit it together, or are they all there in the studio together?
They come in individually. A lot of my actors do not live in Utah, and so they'll come in and they'll work every single day, sometimes double shifts, until their entire part is recorded. And we record everything out of order. It's kind of like a movie. We did the narration pieces last in this particular case. So it all comes together at the very end. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why sometimes you have some things that slide through. Like earlier in the show, we were talking about how I had produced 1,000 copies of Gadzooks only to realize that I had the wrong chapter head on one of the chapters. So sometimes these things can get a little complicated when you're working with all these different files and actors and whatnot, but it was a lesson well learned, so we'll just put it that way.
Oh, sure. Now, how long does it take for you from beginning, writing the script, to recording, to producing and editing this audiobook? How many months does that take?
I have averaged one audiobook every 2 years, and they always come out in October. So it takes about a year for me to write it, and it takes about a year for me to record and edit it. So I do think that there are probably some faster ways that I can edit, and I'm looking into some new equipment to accomplish some things. Right now, when I do an audiobook, I have made the choice to remove all of the breaths from the actors. And since I didn't have a program to do that, I would go through and cut each and every one of them out. And so, you know, of course, the editing process took a really, really long time for me. And so there's some ways that I could probably make that faster. And I'm learning the technology now, and so things get a little bit quicker each time I do something. But there's always challenges, you know, and these things take a long time. You think you can just whip it together, and it's really not that way.
Well, your books are so much fun, and when I'm listening to them on the road, I have a tendency to want to turn my car into the direction of Naval, Utah. I want to go there and visit and meet all the people. Sadly, it's a fictional town, but what a great town. And we're going to talk more about the process of producing Gadzooks and Adele's other audiobooks after we hear from our sponsors.
Nicholas Hazel is a senior member of the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor and author of Laughter, the Drug of Choice. Scientific research is discovering that our bodies only hurt when we don't laugh. For anyone interested in a laugh-out-loud collection of medical terms and poetical music, often at the expense of health professionals' love and life, Laughter, the Drug of Choice, is just what the doctor ordered. Pam Evans has been married and divorced 4 times and lived to tell the tale with honesty, humor, and a heartfelt message. Check out Pam's first book, Ring Exchange, Adventures of a Multiple Marrier, where she shares her hard-won lessons about behavior, emotions, relationships, and her marriage partner choices. Learn more about Pam's road less traveled and how she anticipates every day with joy and a sense of gratitude. Visit Pam's website at www.ring-exchange.com. Her book is available on Amazon.com, too. Everyone deserves a happy life. Life is supposed to be fun. Your life is supposed to feel good, and you're meant to feel happiness in your life and to satisfy your dreams. And you can. Because the only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is that they think they will feel better in the having of it or the doing of it. They think they will feel better in the experiencing of it. Coming soon, a website where you can learn more on how you can have the life you deserve at afeelgoodworld.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available. 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is also available now at audiblebooks.com. We're back with our guest, Adele Park, who is an expert on audiobooks. Adele, could you share your website information and share with my listeners how they can get your books?
Certainly. My website is www.quirkyaudiobooks.com, and all of my audiobooks, Jitters, Yikes, and Gadzooks, are all available on Amazon.com and Audible.com. And as you know, by being an Audible customer yourself, there is an actual sample that you can hear when you go to the Audible site, so you can try before you buy.
That's wonderful. Tell us, when do you reach a breaking point with one of your projects, Adele?
Some sometimes I reach a breaking point when I realize I've just manufactured 1,000 copies of something and they're all wrong and they have to go in the garbage can.
Yeah.
But one of the things that happens in every single project, no matter how careful I am, I do find that despite my best efforts, I have somehow managed to get attached to the outcome. And that always places me in a position where I have to learn the lesson of giving up and letting go. And those are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I always have to learn all over again how to let go. And that's a tough lesson for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, dear, it's a tough lesson for everyone, no matter at what age and what stage you are in life. Now, how do you? What do you plan to do to continue generating interest in these three wonderful audiobooks?
The quirkier, the better is the first thing I think about when I'm developing any kind of promotional campaign. As we discussed earlier, because I have really quirky audiobooks, I need to be really quirky in the way that I promote them. So whether people like them or not, there's no denying that they're unique. So I try and think outside the box for different ways to let people know what I'm doing. I have this crazy idea that my intuition is actually my best marketing tool. So when I get a kooky idea about something, I act on it before reason steps in and takes over. Now, sometimes things work out, such as my impulsive decision to submit Jitters to Jimmy Fallon's Do Not Read list. And sometimes they don't. All I know for sure, January, is that if I sit at home waiting for Oprah to call, I'm in for a long wait. So I really need to just get in there and try stuff. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall, but it's better than sitting and doing nothing.
Well, I know the feeling. We, all of us who have written books, are all waiting for that call from Oprah. Now, let's talk a little bit about Naval, Utah, which is a fictional town located in Utah. And since you are definitely outside the box with your books, how do people react to you in Utah? Do some people want you outside the state?
Oh, I'm sure that many people would like me outside the state, but I can't get far enough on my ATV. I think it might get me to the state line, but not quite over it. So I'm here to stay. I love Utah. It's a wonderful state to live in. And, you know, I try and remember that what I write and who I am are completely different things. And satire is kind of a mean form of humor. And so, you know, I try to let people know that I'm not actually a mean person. That's just the format that I choose to use as a writer. And so the first thing I try and do is just separate myself from my work. I don't even know any of people that act like the characters in my book. Thank goodness. They're all so outrageous and crazy, you know. So these are things that are just sort of designed to make people laugh. I think satire takes things that are already absurd and then sort of stretches them out like a piece of taffy and turns it into something else.
Well, definitely. And assisted suicide, marijuana, these are topics that you find humor in. And the one I really love is the band called the Rectal Surgeons. And these are a group of doctors who entertain in Naval, Utah. It is an amazing town to visit. Adele, when you look at these fabulous characters, which one do you identify with yourself?
That's an interesting question. I would say with every audiobook, it's not necessarily identifying with a character, but I like certain characters more than others. And in Gadzoo, the character I like the most is Scotty Sphincter, lead singer of the Rectal Surgeons. And he sort of gets unmasked in Gadzooks, a comically quirky audiobook. And we find out what his backstory is, why he's undercover as a rock star when he's this renowned surgeon living in another state. So I enjoyed sort of unmasking this particular character, and I had a lot of fun with him. And I think with every audiobook, I kind of like a certain character more so than the other characters for a variety of reasons. And usually it's male characters that I like the most.
Mm, yeah, well, and life, I kind of would agree with you on that one. Now, what the other term that cracked me up was celestial send-offs. That is such an amazing term to use, and it makes me laugh every time I hear it. How did you come up with that one?
Well, I wanted to find a way to describe how these assisted suicide events were happening. And so I, again, took, you know, something and I made it really, really outrageous. So in Gadzooks, A Comically Quirky Audio Book, you have the city, the people living in the town of Nabal, gathering when someone is terminally ill and actually celebrating when that person is shot off into the heavens using a psychedelic form of belladonna. And so it's kind of a different philosophy on, you know, now when someone dies, everybody is very reverent and they're quiet and they cry and, you know, and those feelings are certainly valid. In my audiobook, these people are so enthusiastic about the afterlife. They can't wait for their brethren to get there. And so they all pitch in and help them get there in Godspeed. So
I just thought
that was an interesting area for satire. And I believe that satire is sort of the third rail of satire. Comedians are responsible for moving the dial on a lot of social issues. And yet they seem to really resist this one as if we can't touch this particular topic, but we can talk about everything else. And I feel like it's time to have the discussion about assisted suicide. And if we can do it in a funny way that seems non-threatening to people, then that's a good way to start a conversation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about assisted suicide a little more. I'd like to get Adele's opinion about Joan Rivers and Roseanne Barr as humorist, feminist humorist. We'll be right back with Adele Park.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage." Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Are you striving to find a job you love but don't know where to start? If so, you'll want to know about Career Esteem's Find a Great Job Fast program. Learn new ways of job searching and how to find the hidden jobs that aren't being advertised. You don't have to rely on job boards anymore. Shave weeks or months off your job search. Go to careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job to learn more. That's careeresteem.com and click on Find a Job. Contact Sherry Sambersky, careeresteem.com.
Could your commute or daily exercise routine use a boost? When was the last time you really got the giggles? This is Adele Park, author of Yikes! Another Quirky Audiobook, inviting you to tune in, turn on, and let loose a few good laughs. Yikes! Another Quirky Audiobook is about a marijuana enthusiast named Blue McKenna who gets involved in a reality TV show as a way to cure an apocalyptic case of writer's block. A conglomerate of kooky contestants invades the polygamous community of Nabal, Utah to compete in a reality show called Yikes. Things get sticky when Blue McKenna's hemp garden is ignited during an ill-fated seance. Find out what's going down in the desert in Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook. Visit www.yikesaudiobook.com to learn more. That's www.yikesaudiobook.com.
Welcome back, and we are very fortunate to have with us as our guest today, Adele Park. Adele, before we went on the break, I mentioned Joan Rivers and Roseanne Barr as examples of feminist humorists. What are your thoughts on women trying to break into comedy?
You know, I have noticed that women can be one of two ways. Sometimes some female comedians to me seem like they want to push the envelope to the point where they almost gross me out, you know, and they go too far into the sort of, late night type regime. What I liked about Roseanne Barr was that she made fun of ordinary women, starting with herself. So she brought, you know, it was sort of this blue collar type humor before the blue collar guys came along. And so that was really unique. So her and brand of humor was very different. Joan Rivers just mostly made us laugh by pointing out other people's dressing foibles. So and that was always great fun, too, because, you know, people pay a lot to look that bad. And she called them on it, and she made her citizen's arrest for fashion faux pas. And we will always miss her, for sure.
Yes. For sure. You know, in my book, Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, I use one of Roseanne Barr's quotes, and it's one of my favorite quotes about men. She said, "If it has balls or testicles, you're going to have problems with it."
Yes, exactly. Yeah, she was really, she burst onto the scene as a comedian that we had never really seen. That show was almost shocking at the time that it came out. We had never seen family dynamics played out on TV in quite that way. Prior to that, it was all sort of the father knows best type of family model. And when Roseanne came along, she changed all that.
Well, I think Roseanne and Joan would be very proud of you for taking on polygamy, marijuana, and assisted suicide.
Although Joan would probably look at this fall outfit I'm wearing and saying, "Oh, girlfriend, go back to the closet."
Okay, do you have any new projects coming? What's on the drawing board for next year?
Well, right now I'm just trying to focus on advertising Gadzooks because we just barely got it on Audible.com. But I do have some projects in the works. One of the things that would probably scare the heck out of anybody that's listened to my audiobooks, I really feel like I should be doing some writing in the young adult genre. I feel like this is an area that I need to give back to because as a young reader, some of the books that I read growing up really shaped my life and made me want to be a writer. And they kept me entertained, and they gave me a friend when I needed one. And it's something that I just feel like I want to do. I want to engage young readers, although I have decided that I probably won't put my work out in written form. So when I say young readers, I think now I'm talking about young listeners. Now that I've got my studio, I'm writing things specifically to be read as audiobooks, and so I'm not concerned with the novel format at all. So I would anticipate that if I did a young adult project, it would again be multicast, so I would have a variety of actors. It would follow the same kind of format, but for a younger audience.
Sounds fantastic. It sounds like a great project coming up. What advice, Adele, do you have for writers out there listening who would like to turn their book into an audio book, but they don't have their own studio? What should they do?
Again, I would point people back to ACX. That is the greatest starting point there is, because from there, you can shop for narrators, you can shop for studios. There's a lot of different services offered through ACX, and if the project that you produce meets Audible's conditions, then you can then sell your products on Audible.com, which, of course, is a subsidiary of Amazon.com. So this is the marketplace that you really want to be in with your audiobooks. So I would start there, but I would also remind your listeners that there's probably an indie studio in their community. And you know, maybe look online or look in the phone book and find out who in your community is producing audiobooks. You might be able to do one using some of your friends and fellow actors in your community. You know, you don't necessarily have to look outside to produce your work, but there's more options now than there ever have been before. And a lot of that's just thanks to the internet and to this ACX program as well.
Yeah, and there's no excuse not to go to ACX, look it up, and also I advise you to go to Adele's website because she has a lot of information there. We have 1 minute, Adele. What audiobook inspires you the most?
One of my favorite audiobooks is a very short one called The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. Now, my practice of stating my goal and repeating it twice a day is something that Mr. Nightingale recommended to his listeners. He says, define what you want and then tell the universe what you're willing to do to get it and make that your mantra. And so that's one of the things that I do every single day, and I really love The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale.
That's a great recommendation coming from you and wonderful advice for our listeners. It's been great having you back on the show. We look forward to having you coming back many, many times in the future.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to be on January Jones sharing success stories.
It's always wonderful to have Adele Park with us. To my wonderful listeners, we've hoped you've enjoyed our show today with Adele. Isn't she quite amazing? My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Adele. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. When you can, please sign on to my website, januaryjones.com, with your name and email, and you will get a free download. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling, and then start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then have some wine, cheese, crackers, and then start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Adele Park. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
Hi, Sorantos here with January. Check out my new smooth R&B song called Back and Forth. 33% of profits for this song are going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Lately, I hear the melodies of sorrow. As the story unfolds, as the darkness draws near,
I hope you enjoyed my melody. Check out my other songs for free on my website at www.melogia.com.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Oh. Because No one invited him?
Yeah.
We have gotten a lot of invitations this year. Okay, let me go get that.
Hi, this is Jonathan. I just you guys on in on Saturday. But anyway, I'd like to start service with you next week. And my phone number is